Hi, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Tech Can Save Us podcast brought to you by Literal Humans. As always, I am Paul David.
And I'm Maya Doran-Pohumbi, your other co-host.
Today, we're talking with Victor Ejidola, the co-founder of Leaps. We're talking about capturing subject matter expert insights easily for content and PR purposes. We might hear us refer to SMEs for short, for subject matter experts. Leaps is a tool that helps you capture insights easily from execs and experts for content and PR. And as we know, in today's world, that's becoming increasingly important as Google kind of puts their thumb on the scale and makes sure that, you know, the content that they're ranking highly is being vetted by SMEs, is coming from SMEs, and that's really important. So what we're seeing out there is that many content marketers struggle to find and organize meetings with subject matter experts. What Leaps does is it helps them eliminate that hassle of organizing and making it simpler for all involved, but especially for subject matter experts, because all they have to do is click and talk easily to share their insights with you on any topic. So if you're in content marketing and want to talk to subject matter experts more easily, this is an episode for you.
Before co-founding Leaps in 2023 with his wife, Rennie, Victor worked as a content writer and lead, meaning he is all too familiar with the problem that he is now fixing. We love people creating products that makes our own lives easier. Welcome to the pod, Victor.
Thank you, Maya. Thank you.
So just to kick off with a question to sort of contextualize the rest of the discussion for our listeners, I'd love it if you could tell us why the voices of subject matter experts are so important in informing the content that brands create.
There is a lot of content now out there that, you know, that is written by people who do not know much about what they're talking about. And that's also why you see brands or platforms like Google really deranking content that is not from subject matter experts. And, you know, the reason for that is, even for Google as a business, they realize that if they don't look for a solution for these complaints that people are having right now about the quality of content they're seeing on search engines, on Google, it's going to be a big problem for their search engine, you know, at the end of the day. And so for brands like Google and every other brand that is creating content, that is putting out content, it's really important to create content that comes from subject matter experts, so that, you know, the audiences that you're targeting, the audiences that you're talking to, can really see how you view the world. They will really see how, you know, they will really know how much of an expertise you have, how much of expertise you have regarding the things that they care about.
I was wondering from that, what makes a subject matter expert an expert? How do you know if you're a subject matter expert?
Usually you would have spent several years doing the subject or the topic that you are, so then you'd have spent several years doing that. And you just going with that example of an accountant, for instance, you would likely have some certifications. You have maybe something like, I'm not an accountant, but I know they have the certification called ACCA, for instance. You would have ACCA. For you to have that certification, you must have gone through rigorous training, rigorous education. You have a lot of experience behind under your belt.
Thanks, Victor. I want to dig into, you know, some of the problems that PR and comms people face and subject matter experts. You know, they're all trying to figure out ways to communicate with each other and to, you know, share their learning so that, you know, people making the content can get great and well-informed content out there. And obviously subject matter experts want to share their expertise. So we'd love to learn more about like some of the problems that those individuals face when they're trying to collaborate, and why should they use Leaps rather than, you know, the typical process of sourcing via PR platforms?
The main problem that we've seen that subject matter experts face with PR people and vice versa is time, right? Subject matter experts have their day jobs to do. They don't always have, say, 30 minutes bi-weekly to sit with the PR person or with the comms person to share their insights or to contribute their stories to content or communications. And so where a platform like Leaps comes in is that it makes that process entirely simple for them, so that all they have to do is really click and talk. Right, they don't have to schedule calls, they don't have to do any of those other rigorous things that they usually have to do before. They just have to, you know, just literally get an email, click, and talk. That's really how easy it is.
I'd be curious to understand, like, what have you seen so far, like from the product? Like, are you measuring like time saved for SMEs or sort of like insights gained that, you know, for the content marketers that maybe they might not have had access to? Just really curious to hear about like the results you're seeing from the product already.
I would say from the users that have used the product, we've heard things like saving 1 hour per interview, because traditionally you had to spend a lot of time coming up with questions by yourself. And one of the things that Leaps does is it provides template of questions for you, so you don't have to spend so much time doing that yourself. Adding that to, the amount of time you'd have had to spend, chasing SMEs around, and then finally getting on the calls with them, and then also even after the call, transcribing all that, convert all the insights you get from them into text, and then converting that into some other form of content, like maybe like outlines for your writers and things like that. It's a lot of time that you have to do that you have to spend doing that. So Leaps really takes all of that away from you. You still have to have that human touch, right, into the process. It's not just AI doing everything.
That's great. So you mentioned some time savings, but have you seen any, quality improvements, like in terms of the quality and texture of the insights that, content marketers and writers are getting from the SMEs as a result of using Leaps?
Yeah, to be honest, the quality you get from Leaps is pretty much the same quality you get when you get on a call with an SME.
How important was it for you in Leaps to ensure that the content remained generated by humans rather than sort of AI chatbots, for instance?
That's definitely one of the things we thought about while building the platform. So we had this option to either create a platform that collects SME insights and then, convert that into a full-blown, a complete, article. But we realized that AI is not really there yet. AI can't really create that full-blown content yet. The only thing AI can do right now is pull the insight from a subject matter expert and basically create like an outline, a content outline that your human writer can then work with. So that's a better way that we've seen than asking AI to just create the entire content. So that's something that we did with Leaps as well. So where Leaps stops right now is just it pulls the insight from a subject matter expert and then converts that into outline, but it doesn't create, the article that your writers should create. I believe writers should still do that.
We'd be remiss if we didn't ask a question about growth strategy, since we're a growth marketing agency and we do content marketing. So just really curious to hear about your growth strategy. How has it changed over the last year? I see you're offering like a 21-day free trial. That's obviously, typical for SaaS businesses. Just give us a little snapshot of your growth strategy to date and kind of where you see your growth strategy heading in the coming year.
Most of the marketing that we've done so far is content collaborations. So we did that for the most part of this year, and that has helped us win some customers and LinkedIn content as well, just basically creating LinkedIn posts. But going forward from now, we are working on some partnerships. We believe that that would help us to grow even faster. So yeah, as when it comes to growth marketing, that's pretty much where we're at right now.
Can you give us a bit of a flavor for what those content collaborations have looked like? Like what have the, how have you run them? How have you structured them?
Yeah, so if you looked at our blog today, we pretty much just collaborated with a lot of content leaders on topics that are product related for us. So topics around SME collaborations, why do SME collaborations? How do you tackle situations where SMEs are unresponsive when they're not responding to you? How do you create thought leadership content? So we pretty much just, how do you say it in English? You pretty much just ate our own dog food. Is that the expression, I think?
Or
Yeah,
take
so
our
we
own
pretty,
medicine,
exactly,
maybe.
yes. So yeah, take your own, we pretty much just took our own medicine and just, looked for subject matter experts on the topics that were related to our, product, and then, we collaborated with them on those topics.
And just in terms of your, just so I can get a bigger picture of the landscape, just in terms of your buyers, like who are the actual folks that you're going after to kind of purchase Leaps and to integrate it into their stack?
So at first, we were talking to content leaders and just content leaders, but later on, we realized that there were a lot of PR people and communications people that probably even worked with SMEs more than content leaders.
And what have you learned in that process, like about, you know, their different pain points and their needs, like maybe the, you know, pain points and needs are different from a comms leader to a PR person to a, you know, content marketer. Yeah, just curious what insights, audience insights you've gathered in the past year or so.
The same problem that content leaders face with SMEs is the same one that most communications and PR teams face with them. They don't have time. They have their day jobs to do. So you just have to find an easy way to work with them. And that's what Leaps is helping them with. It's just probably that with PR and comms people, they work, you know, more frequently with SMEs than content leaders.
Just to pivot the conversation a bit more towards your personal entrepreneurship journey, I've seen that you're vocal about the role of your Christian faith in your life and your co-founder. I was just wondering how your faith has contributed to your entrepreneurship journey.
I think everyone has where they draw their values from. And I draw my wife, we draw ours from Christ and our faith in Christ. I would also say that the startup world can be very brutal. To put it, I don't know how best to put it, but the startup world can be very, very brutal. You plan things and they don't work out, and you know, or you're just, there's a lot of things that are out of your control, you know, as just a human being. And so my faith in Christ helps me in those situations.
I definitely relate to that as a business owner and founder. How have you, you know, leveraged your faith to kind of navigate like the many ups and downs and peaks and troughs of just like starting a new company and all that involves? Super curious to hear.
Well, I would say I pray. I pray a lot. I pray a lot. Whenever I'm down, I read my Bible. As we like to say it in Christianity, I spend a lot of time with God. Yeah, that's pretty much it for me, man.
Yeah, I relate to that a lot. I meditate. I try to, you know, go for runs in the park. And I find myself as the company grows and the challenges therefore grow, turning more to those like sort of contemplative practices because it gets hectic, man. So I definitely relate to you, and I feel that.
We're now going to ask you a couple of quickfire questions. So we'll start with a nice, easy one. If you could found another tech startup, what would it be and why?
I'd probably be doing some other service-based business. I was a content agency owner before this, so I would probably be doing something similar to that.
Next question. What tech invention makes you most excited?
Yeah, I think AI is pretty exciting. I think that I think it's like almost every day now we hear about an AI advancement or something that AI can do today that we didn't think was possible yesterday. And it's just like, it's just really exciting. So I would say AI.
What tech invention makes you the most scared right now?
It should be AI as well. AI can take anybody's job right now. But yeah, I think my response to that would be think about how to then align with this new shift, you know, to not see AI as something that will take my job, as opposed to how can I use AI to, you know, to win in today's world, basically. That's how I would respond to that fear that fear.
Yeah, I like the symmetry of like very excited about AI and also scared of it. I think a lot of people can resonate with that. Next question. Who is a literal human, small L, small H, who has been integral to your career journey? You want to give someone a shout out?
I was just listening to him before this podcast. That would be Steph Godin.
Why has he been integral to your career journey?
I think a lot of things. But one would be his approach to brand marketing, how he preaches that you create a work that matter for people who care.
Nice. And final question, what's an inspirational quote that stuck with you throughout your journey in tech and entrepreneurship?
That's probably something I just said. do work that matter for people who care.
Nice. Well, that can, I think, wrap us up there. We really appreciate you jumping onto the pod, Victor. Can you let our listeners know where they can learn more about Leaps and where they can find you on the interwebs, please?
Leaps is leapshq.com. So that's leapshq.com. And I'm on LinkedIn, Victor Ijidola.
Yes, Victor's very active on LinkedIn. You can hear him musing and speaking, waxing philosophic about all things SMEs and content strategy. So definitely check out Victor's profile. And yeah, we thank you, Victor. You've got a great product. You know, we use it at Literal Humans, and also we encourage other folks to give it a try. For all of our listeners, please, please give the episode a review, give us a rating, please pop us an email at podcast@literalhumans.com to give us any of your thoughts, insights, give us a shout so we can keep getting more great guests like Victor onto the pod. And thank you again, Victor, for your time. Really appreciate you.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Maria.